From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. The Syrian government soldiers recaptured the Assad hospital in Deir al-Zor after Islamic State attacked it Saturday following a dawn offensive. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces. The observatory said fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least two people and wounded five others. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed the explosion that killed Commander Mustafa Badreddin was the result of artillery attacks by what it called Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as had been originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says that there's been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. News reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in exchange for investments. Saudi and Egyptian officials said that the islands belonged to the kingdom in the first place. This is VOA News. Ukraine's entry Jamala has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Her song, 1944, was about Crimean ethnic cleansing under former Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Australia finished second with 511 points. Russia was third with 491 points. Ukrainian fan Emin Ziatidinova in Ukraine's capital city cheered Jamala's win.
International level, and I hope that people heard it. And I think I'm just very proud of Jamal at the moment and of Ukraine as well and of Crimea.
Eurovision is the longest running international television song competition. It has been held among members of the European Broadcasting Union every year since 1956. Nigeria has called on Western and regional powers to do more to stop the threat of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari hosted leaders from France, Chad, Benin, Cameroon, and Niger, as well as top diplomats from the United States and Britain on Saturday. The summit's final communique called for a combination of hard and soft power to end the threat from the Islamic group. Since Buhari became president of Nigeria, his army has stepped up military actions against Boko Haram, leading the president to announce the Islamist group was technically defeated. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address Saturday to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid drug abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded for anyone going through the same to seek help.
I know recovery isn't easy or quick, but along with the 12-step program, treatment has saved my life, and recovery works. We need our leaders in Washington to fund it and for people to know how to find it.
Mr. Obama added that while the House of Representatives passed several bills to help curb opioid addiction, without additional funding, they will not have any effect.
This week, the House passed several bills about opioids, which is great, but unless they also make investments in more treatment, it won't get Americans the help that they need.
Opiate use in the United States has quadrupled since 1999, helped along by low cost and ease of access to painkillers and a lack of understanding about their dangers. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.